أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, chapter Qasas. And in these couple of programs, we'll have a look at the 62nd, 63rd, and 64th verses of Surah Qasas. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويوم يناديهم فيقول أين شركائي الذين كنتم تزعمون.
And warn of the day he will call them and say, where are my partners which you used to claim?
قال الذين حق عليهم القول ربنا هؤلاء الذين أغوينا أغويناهم كما غوينا تبرأنا إليك ما كانوا إيانا يعبدون.
Those upon whom the word will have come into effect will say, our Lord, these are the ones we led to error. We led them to error just as we were in error. We declare our dissociation from them to you. They did not use to worship us.
وَقِيلَ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابَ لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَهْتَدُونَ.
And it will be said, invoke your partners, and they will invoke them, but they will not respond to them, and they will see the punishment. If only they had followed guidance.
So, dear listeners, throughout these verses that we are going to discuss and you listen to, the Quran illustrates the scenes of resurrection for pagans in a way that its consideration brings horror and causes man's body to shake. So, the 62nd verse first says, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And on the day when he will call them and say, where are my associates whom you were asserting? So this verse shows that the person, the pagan in that situation, is calling for his associates whom you were asserting. It is evident that this question is a kind of question that doesn't need answer. It seems that this question is asked because the person is in surprise. Because on the hereafter day, when the curtains will be removed and everything will be manifest, neither paganism is meaningful nor pagans have remained on their belief. So this question is only a kind of reproach and punishment. It's a kind of reproachful question, a kind of reprimand and retribution. But the thing is that instead of pagans that must answer this question themselves, their objects of worship will start speaking. The things that they worship that time in the world will come to their senses and they will speak. They will express their hatred for these people. We know that their objects of worship were sometimes idols. They were made of stones. They were made of woods and sometimes some sacred beings such as angels, such as Jesus Christ even. And sometimes even they used to prostrate before Satans and jinns. So, here, The Holy Quran says that the third group will speak, who will be referred to in this verse, where it says, قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَغْوَيْنَا أَغْوَيْنَاهُمْ كَمَا غَوَيْنَا تَبَرَّأْنَا إِلَيْكَ مَا كَانُوا إِيَّانَا يَعْبُدُونَ. So this verse says, those against whom the sentence has been confirmed will say, O Lord, these are they whom we led astray. We led them astray as we were astray ourselves. To you we declare ourselves to be clear of them. They were not unto us worshipping. So this verse, dear listeners, is very similar to Surah Yunus, verse 28, which we discussed in the previous versions of our program. And their associates shall say, it was not us, indeed, that you used to worship. So anyway, these kinds of objects will come to their senses, and they will have a kind of expression of their hatred for these people. Let's have a break, and we'll be back with the rest of our discussion.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ.
So, dear listeners, regarding these verses, we said that the Holy Quran is illustrating the scene of resurrection, specifically for the pagans, for the ones who chose to be infidels, for the ones who chose disbelief over faith. Now, whoever calls others towards himself instead of Allah, the punishment of Allah is certain for him. And we must do nothing so as to be unable to answer that thing on the day of hereafter. We must be ready for when the call comes. Now, as we said, the seductive objects of worship, such as Pharaoh, such as Namrud, such as Satans and jinns, they are the ones who will proclaim their hatred from such worshippers, and they will defend themselves in hereafter. So they will even negate even aberration from themselves and implicitly say that the worshippers followed them with their own accord. This is what they claim on the day of hereafter. But it is clear that neither their negation has any effect, nor that hatred and repudiation are useful. And they will surely share the sin of their worshippers. It is worthy to note, however, that on that day, every one of these sinful, deviated people will repudiate the other one, and each of them will try to put his own sin on another's shoulder. But this is the day of hereafter. This is the day, well, where justice will be shown to literally each and every people. This is just like the thing we see, it's small example in this world with our eyes. A group of people gather together to commit a crime, and then after being captured, they are attending in the court, but they hate each other. They try to put the fault on the neck and shoulder of one another. But this is the fate of such people, such criminals, in hereafter as well. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye. Things always worked for me.